Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, hey, good afternoon, everybody. John Hollis, the voice of Rockers in Recovery live for the last decade or so. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up. Valentine's. If you're doing something for Valentine's weekend, well, you're going to miss out because we got some music and fun happening. It's going to be February 12th, 2022 at 1 to 3 p.m. The venue is our venue partner, Just Believe Recovery Center in PA at 100 Lincoln Avenue, Carbondale, Pennsylvania. And that's 18407. We're going to be featuring a band. That's right. And it's George Massengill, vocals and keys. Davis Mitchell on vocals and lead guitar. Those guys are out of Nashville, Tennessee. They're making their way up to hang out with us and are also part of the Musicians Recovery Network. We have, of course, our dear friend Daniel Holt on bass from the Rockers in Recovery All-Star Band of Pest, and our friend that we have known for years and years, Tony Delaria on drums, and we're looking forward to the bands, again, hanging out and having some fun at Just Believe Recovery PA at 100 Lincoln Avenue, Carbondale, Pennsylvania. If you need more information, you can call 570-703-9170, or you can contact us at Music Kingdom Radio. You can also check out Rockers in Recovery at Music Kingdom Radio and click through to the new website. It's up. It's happening. And we're glad that you're part of our world. Again, we look forward to having you at the event. And sponsored by Rockers in Recovery, Music Kingdom Radio, Musicians Recovery Network, and Just Believe LLC. Guys, thank you. We look forward to seeing you at the event. If you need us, contact us, 570-703-9170.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.
Always been able to find the good, even in the darkest of times. The cold wind blew long and hard. I could find a refuge inside. This time you see, it's kind of different. I'm just barely hanging on. Seems all the faith I had saved up ran away, it's all gone. And I need just enough faith to make it through.
Hello.
Just another day. I'm not asking
Bye.
For tomorrow.
There you are.
Even tonight.
Pastor Phil, how you doing? Glad to have you on the show.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. You were calling in. I seen you calling in, but the system wasn't putting you through for whatever reason, so we called you. Glad to have you on the show, and sorry for the mishap at the very beginning, but welcome to live radio. That's how it works.
So glad to be here.
So there's a couple of different things that have interested me in this whole thing with the magazine article. And the fact of the matter is that this is something that you developed was in need for Christians. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a team of us, but absolutely.
So did you find that by going through the process yourself as far as going into recovery, is that you went in as a Christian, or is that something that happened after the fact?
It was kind of kicking and screaming. It was something that kind of fell into our laps and just seemed like God wanted to have happen. And so it took us years to kind of go down this path. We weren't even sure it was a good idea at first.
Mm-hmm. When did it all begin?
Almost 10 years ago was the first recovery church service. It was in a treatment center, and they called it drunk church. People would, the patients said, you may have been to church drunk before, but you've never been to drunk church. And then shortly after that, we did a service out in the community that became recovery church. And we did that for a number of years until about a little over 3 years ago, we finally started saying yes to starting new recovery churches.
Do you, has that been like in the community as a whole? And I'm talking about the recovery community, because I'm sure that you've run into situations where you're maybe going to other 12-step organizations. And it talks about the bridging of 12-step organizations with this. And do you find that there's a pushback on it in the 12-step fellowship?
No, not really. I mean, our group, we're, many of us are part of different fellowships, and so we understand the traditions and want to honor the traditions, and we're not a replacement for. We're an addition to, and so haven't had much. Now, there are some times, I mean, if you go into the rooms and you sometimes could drop every colorful language you want to drop, but then you start bringing up Jesus, and sometimes you get some reaction. But typically, really, most people are open to the idea.
You feel that at this point, and it states in the article with Becky that you're one of the forefronts of Christian addiction treatment in the United States. Can you explain that to us? What does that look like?
Well, I'm not sure. I think she got that off of a book that I wrote a while ago. That Tim Clinton said that about me a few years ago. Tim's the president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And so that's a quote from him. But I think that Recovery Church, is onto something very unique, is onto being on the forefront of God doing some amazing things. We're seeing people empowered to start these churches. If you think like AA meetings, meeting makers make it. And the same kind of principle here is that we're seeing people start these little churches, the churches for people in recovery, by people in recovery, and we're seeing lives changed.
I love that you're enthusiastic about it, because when I first reached out to you about the show, and Becky had told me when she first reached out to you as far as the article, you want to be able to get the message out there, and it's a message of hope, and it's get in where you fit in a lot of cases. For myself personally, like I said, at the beginning of the show, that I'm a Christian, and this really, there's a process I go through each week, of my life. It's a day at a time, but what is my schedule for the week? My schedule is, I hit a meeting, a 12-step meeting on Monday. I hit a Bible study on Tuesday, and Wednesday, a 12-step meeting. So I have this process, and church on Sunday, I have this process that I go through, just like everybody else does, and we all have to get into a mode of discipline. And do you find that, you have a lot of people that are continue to show up, and the process continues to build behind the church like a traditional meeting.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of our recovery churches are a couple hundred people on weekly attendance, and in rather short time, actually. Some of them are much smaller than that, but you get a community. I mean, it becomes basically someone, if you want to say home group, in a lot of ways. It's their family, it's their home church, and they're still involved in other churches. They're still involved in other fellowships. But it really becomes their family.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Where were you, you know, in your personal journey when you got clean? How long ago was that?
So my wife and I have been married 20 years, and I was still drinking.
She hasn't killed you yet. Great.
she hasn't killed me. This will be our 20-year anniversary this year. So. And I was still drinking the first 3 years of our marriage or so. And so what is that? So 16 years, 17 years or so.
Congratulations. Do you have children too? Or?
We do. We're one of those crazy families. We have 5 kids.
Wow. That's a big food bill there, buddy.
Oh, you don't even want to know. I feel the inflation.
A lot of milk. So you, as a pastor, you're bringing your whole family into this, right? And you're building
Absolutely.
This whole network around you, and everybody has a part, right? We were just talking about this at services this morning, you know, like the body of Christ. It doesn't matter. The body of Christ fits in with everybody, right? So, you know, even though we're a body of Christ up here in the Pocono Mountains and part of the Wesleyan Church, we're still a part of the body of Christ with you guys because we're all one big
Amen.
Body.
Amen.
So when you start to look at all of these things that we all do, and we all have our own little niche, and God chooses us and dedicates us to certain purposes, do you find that you struggle with that at times? Have you ever said to yourself, okay, God, really? What do you want me to do next?
I fought him all along the way on this. God, you really want to plant churches for addicts and alcoholics, by addicts and alcoholics? Are you nuts?
That
was a genuine prayer that I had with God, argument with God in the beginning of this. And he's convinced me that there's nothing that would bring him more honor and more joy than to see people who the world has given up on be transformed and brought to purpose for him.
Amen. You walk into a church nowadays, and it's funny because me and Gail, my wife, were very accepted at the Wesleyan Church here in Pocono Lake. And I love, you know, they're my family. I love them all there. They drive me a little crazy every once in a while, but I love them all. But here's the amazing part of that they opened us with welcoming arms at one of the worst periods of our lives, you know what I mean?
Wonderful.
And there's a lot of churches that out there that don't do that. They tend to want you to meet them at the level that they are when you can't commit to that because you don't even really know what that is.
Yes.
So how do you see the body as a whole having to commit to help others with mental health and addiction issues?
Well, the one thing that we need to do is break the stigma that it's those people. The reality, it's us. It's us. I was at church this morning, and we're in Palm Beach County, and the church we attend is in a fairly affluent area. And not a huge church. I mean, not even 200 people on Sunday morning, but, you know, and I would say at least 15 people that I'm aware of on Sunday morning there actively having addiction issues right in front of them, either with themselves or their spouse, and at least a half dozen walking up and talking to me on Sunday morning. And so it's not, I'm going to a meeting, one of them, I'm going to a meeting with them tomorrow. And so it's not those people, and whoever those people ever were, but we used to have this excuse that, you know, it's someone on a bridge somewhere. Well, when it's the number one cause of death in our nation for anyone under the age of 50, the church needs to wake up and realize it's not those people. It's all of us. It doesn't discriminate. And we need to do better. We have to be aware of that. We need to do better in regards to receiving people with compassion. You know, the prodigal son story, the father received the son with compassion. No one wakes up and says, when I grow up, I want to be an addict. When I grow up, I want to be a drunk or a junkie or whatever other title we've given ourselves or people have given us. No one says they want to grow up and be that. And, you know, so we have to have some education, some understanding, and now, and just be willing. There are great programs out there. There are great ministries out there, like Recovery Church, that churches can partner with and start. They don't even have to necessarily do that, though. Be willing just to be a listening ear for someone who's struggling. Be willing to welcome them and not condemn them, and invite in AA meetings and NA meetings, and not run away from it. Sometimes churches are afraid of things they don't understand.
It's amazing that you say that, because very open, and that's what I was talking about with our church, very open. We started some meetings, and we're doing some other things, and they're you know, open to it. Not all of them, you know what I mean? But there's the dedicated few that definitely are, and the pastor being one of them, so I get that completely. I would love to be able to find out more, and we'll talk more about how we could maybe dedicate, because we have five loaf house up here, where mm-hmm. we have hold meetings and other things, and love to see how we could maybe put something together where Recovery Church could be a part of that. But you know something, the good news is that you're absolutely right. You know, it comes to a point where the stigma kills people, you know.
Yes.
And we as a whole, as the body, and as people in long-term recovery or short-term recovery, or just somebody just coming in the door, we have to love each other. And you can't just have expectations that people are going to be exactly where you're going to be. You know, it's never going to happen, man.
Yeah.
And I remember coming in, you know, when I first came in and looking around and saying, okay, this guy's got 30 years. Sure he does. Yeah, right. You know, all of those things, you know. And then, you know, then that process came where it hit me one day, like, hey, listen, you know, what do you mean God? Whoa, I didn't sign up for this. So there's that whole process.
Yeah.
And there's that whole process that we get to be able to experience through the steps. And I came into Christianity through the back door, I say, because the steps led me to Christ.
Amen.
I was far from that, and it took years to get there. But you know something, by the grace of God, I got a personal relationship with Christ today, regardless of what people think or say. See, that's the cool
Amen.
Part about where I live today. You know what I mean? So I'm really glad that we had this conversation. I'd like to have you, in closing, just, you know, let people know what's on your heart that you want to say to them.
Well, what you just shared is huge. I mean, the rooms of recovery, you know, any recovery fellowship pretty much, AA, NA, you know, we say in Recovery Church, 12 steps, one goal. The goal of recovery isn't necessarily just to stay sober. It's having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. The goal of recovery is to have a spiritual awakening, and the way Jesus refers to that is being born again. And the goal is this new life, total transformation, and we want to see that take place. We don't want to just see people stop using. Our world needs a transformation, and I believe that Christ. You know, the steps can lead, just like you said, the steps can lead someone to a point of saying, okay, I can't do this anymore. God, have your way with me. And when someone's in that kind of position, I believe that they will find their way to Jesus.
Good stuff. You know, something at the very beginning of this show, if you don't believe that there's a spiritual warfare going around and that we're a part of it, and then you need to just listen to the beginning part of the show, because everything that could possibly happen for this conversation not to happen, happened. And who do you think was involved with that? So
Absolutely.
The amazing part today is that by God's grace and his glory and his blood that we were able to connect and do this show regardless of what outside entities would like to have happen, because they don't want the message going out. Satan doesn't want the message on the air. He doesn't want us talking about the reality of this, and most importantly, the love of other people. So I'm glad that we were able to hook up on the phone, get this show on the air, and I hope lots of people listen to it. And please check out the Recovery Church at Tell Us Where At, Pastor Phil.
They can just simply go to recovery.church, and there's a list of about 30 locations that are there right now in 12 states or so. And go on there. Our phone number's on there, and we'd be happy to help anyone if they're interested in attending or starting a recovery church.
Love it, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. And again, folks, if you want, we're going to be sending out copies of the magazine to each one of the 30 recovery churches. So you'll be able to get a physical print. It's our gift to the church, and we want you to be a part of it. You guys are on the cover, and we're very excited about your movement and what you're doing. You can also go online to musickingdomradio.com, and you can click on the magazine, and you can read it in digital, you know, digital on the website. We're here as a whole, as a body, to be able to carry a message. That message is of hope. If there's breath, there's hope. And guys like Dr. Phil, Pastor Phil is out there to be able to help everybody. Now, I got to tell you a funny story about that. I was doing some promo stuff this morning, and I said, you know, I hope I don't call him Dr. Phil. And I did. So there you go. All right, guys. Got to love everybody where they're at. So, Pastor Phil, thank you for being on the show, and God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless your
me.
Family, and God bless the church, and may you, you know, just grow by leaps and bounds with God's love.
Well, thank you. God bless. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. We'll be talking more. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check it out. We have Just Enough Faith. Is a song that you guys heard a promo of while we were going through that, and I got to tell you a little bit of behind that too. That's going to be airing for the first time tonight on my show on Rockers in Recovery Live, and you can go to musickingdomradio.com, and when it opens up, you click on the navigation button that says Rockers in Recovery, and you go on over to Rockers in Recovery, and you're going to see that there's a podcast that's going to be at 9 o'clock with George Massengill. From Musicians Recovery Network, and you can check out George. He's going to be part of the show that's coming up, and that's February 12th, next Saturday, from 1 to 3. Big love to everybody. Most importantly, stay safe out there. Thank you, Pastor Phil, for a great show. Look forward to having you back in the future. God bless, guys.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, hey, good afternoon, everybody. John Hollis, the voice of Rockers in Recovery Live for the last decade or so. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up. Valentine's. If you're doing something for Valentine's weekend, well, you're going to miss out because we got some music and fun happening. It's going to be February 12th, 2022 at 1 to 3 p.m. The venue is our venue partner, Just Believe Recovery Center in PA at 100 Lincoln Avenue, Carbondale, Pennsylvania. And that's 18407. We're going to be featuring a band. That's right. And it's George Massengill, vocals and keys, Davis Mitchell on vocals and lead guitar. Those guys are out of Nashville, Tennessee, and are making their way up to hang out with us and are also part of the Musicians Recovery Network. We have, of course, our dear friend Daniel Holt on bass from the Rockers and Recovery All-Star Band of Pest, and our friend that we have known for years and years, Tony Delaria on drums, and we're looking forward to the bands, again, hanging out and having some fun at Just Believe Recovery PA at 100 Lincoln Avenue, Carbondale, Pennsylvania. If you need more information, you can call 570-703-9170, or you can contact us at Music Kingdom Radio. You can also check out Rockers in Recovery at Music Kingdom Radio and click through to the new website. It's up. It's happening. And we're glad that you're part of our world. Again, we look forward to having you at the event. And sponsored by Rockers in Recovery, Music Kingdom Radio, Musicians Recovery Network, and Just Believe LLC. Guys, thank you. We look forward to seeing you at the event. If you need us, contact us, 570-703-9170.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.